on spent nuclear fuel, I guess one point I would like to make is the radiological risk out at Diablo Canyon is low. It's clearly very low.
Why?
Well, because it's regulated very heavily by the NRC, and right now, people living in and around the community are not being exposed to seriously problematic levels of any radiation. However, if PG&E wanted to reduce that already low risk significantly, the one biggest thing they could do is take the spent nuclear fuel out of the pools and put it into dry casks. But PG&E is not doing that. In fact, in its decommissioning plans that it submitted in December, PG&E seemed to say, or did say, that they're going to hold the current program in abeyance and wait until basically 2032 to remove the spent fuel from the pools. And the Diablo Canyon Independent Safety Committee, the California Energy Commission, the Board of Supervisors of San Luis Obispo, over the past few years, they've all urged PG&E to accelerate the removal of spent nuclear fuel from the pool to the dry casks. And unfortunately, they've come up with a lot of reasons why they just can't seem to do it.
And very simplistically explain, what does that mean?
No, that's a fair question. I mean, when a nuclear power reactor has fuel in it, the fuel is in rods that kind of look like pencil rods, except they're like 12 feet long. And these fuel rods contain highly radioactive material. And once the fuel is finished its useful life, it's called spent fuel, and it has to be removed from the reactor. So every year or two, PG&E shuts down a reactor temporarily and removes the spent fuel rods from the reactor. And they're very hot. Their temperature is hot. I mean, 900 degrees Celsius or more. These are very hot pieces of rods of metal, and they're put into a pool right in near the same building. There's a pool of water. It's a deep pool of water that these spent fuel rods are put into the pool. They need to cool down, and they cool down over a course of years. And once they're cool, temperature is cool, they're still highly radioactive, they can then be put into dry storage casks. So another operation occurs where the crane takes the spent fuel from the pool and puts it into a casks, a big, huge, you know, 16, 18 foot tall, thick cask.
A metal box?
It's a metal can with concrete around it. And so there's a process where the spent fuel is removed from the reactor, put into a pool temporarily, and then it's removed from the pool after it's cooled off a bit and put into these dry casks and sit up on a pad dry. And it's much safer in the dry cask than it is in the pool.
Because if there were, like, let's say, totally hypothetical, if there was an earthquake, maybe the pool would break and the water would come out and that'd be all radioactive?
Exactly. That's one of the issues that they're concerned about, is that you've got this pool of water and the spent fuel is sitting in there and it's very hot. And if there were some event, an earthquake, which would cause the pool to crack open, all the water would come gushing out. Now, there are mechanisms to refill those pools on an emergency basis. They have water available for that. But if, God forbid, the pool would become dry and the hot fuel was in there, there are scenarios where that fuel would melt down into a glob and then it would bubble and boil and it wouldn't have an atomic reaction. It wouldn't blow up or anything, an atomic bomb. But it could emit nuclear radiation out from the reactor building. And that's what you want to avoid. And so the NRC has a risk-based levels of how you can reduce the radiological risk. And one of the prime level reductions is, first, get it out of the pool. You get it from the pool and put it into the dry cask. That's a big drop in your radiological risk, according to the NRC. And so it's hoped that PG&E can find ways to accelerate the offloading of the spent nuclear fuel from the pools into these dry casks. That's step number one. The second step is get the dry casks out of San Luis Obispo County and send them to a proper disposal facility or a properly licensed storage facility. Those are the two biggest things we could do to reduce radiological risks at Diablo Canyon.
Okay, well, thank you for explaining. I understand it a heck of a lot better. And yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So after hearing this, what if people in San Luis Obispo County say, you know what, we like that idea of PG&E moving faster about putting it in the cask. Is there something that the general public can do to make them do this? Or?
Well, not particularly, okay. I have to say. I mean, we can advocate and express our concerns to PG&E. I think they'll listen to some extent and try to do so. I'm not sure why they haven't pursued this more aggressively in the past. They come up with all sorts of reasons why it's difficult. They'll need to get a license amendment. Well, that's fine. They get those all the time. They need to do some technical things. Yes, they can. But if they put their heart and mind to it, I think they could get the casks, the spent fuel, out of the pool a lot faster. What can we do? The NRC is the regulator of radiological issues, and the NRC...
They're the ones that would tell them you have to do
this. The NRC could force them to do this, but the NRC isn't going to do that. They are pretty much neutral on this issue, and as far as they're concerned, you can leave it in there until 2025 and then or 2032. The NRC figures it's safe either way. They figure it's safe either way, but they do acknowledge that it would be safer if it was out of the pools.
Wow. Okay. What about the California Public Utilities Commission? Do they have any authority to direct this?
Well, CPUC controls the money. The ratepayers are paying for all of this, and the PUC sets the rates that will pay for these activities. PG&E, among other things, says it's cheaper to leave it. The way I read it, they're saying it's cheaper to leave it all in the pool until it's all cooled off. 7 years after the reactor closes. It takes about 7 years. It could do it faster, but let's just say 7 years is what they're saying. So 2025, the reactors close. 2032, which is 7 years later, PG&E plans to offload all the fuel at once. And you see, in a way, that's cheaper because you have to set up a big logistical operation to get this fuel and pull it out with the cranes, put it into transporters, and move it into the casks. And if you can do it all at once, it's cheaper than doing, you know, three or four, you know, cans 1 year and two or three next year. And, you know, so ultimately there may be money that can be saved. So the PUC is the one who does the rate setting and costs allocation, and they may say, well, it's probably worth it to get that fuel out of there faster. So if it costs a little more money, that's fine. Do it. But I don't know that there's any there's no formal mechanism that we have to, as citizens, to force this to happen. I think we can just advocate and hope that PG&E will listen.
Okay, great.
Anyway, thank you for having me and talking with me, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you very much for coming.